Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. President Biden is in Cambodia, where he's working to counter China's growing influence in Southeast Asia. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the visit is Biden's first to Southeast Asia as president.
President Biden says his administration is committed to the region, touting a new comprehensive strategic partnership focused on ensuring the Indo-Pacific is free and open, as well as stable and prosperous.
Together, we will tackle the biggest issues of our time, from climate to health security, defend against the significant threats of rule-based order.
The visit comes in the wake of China making greater inroads in the region. The president is holding bilateral and trilateral meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol ahead of his highly anticipated meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping Monday. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
The Ukrainian government says the recapture of the key city of Kherson from Russia has been a huge boost to national morale. The foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, says the Ukrainian army will prevail.
This is yet another battle that we have won. I would like to remind you that since the beginning of the war, we won the battle for Kyiv. We forced Russia to retreat from the northeast of Ukraine. We won the battle for Kharkiv region. We won the battle for Kherson. So, we are winning battles on the ground, but the war continues.
Russia's defense minister says Moscow withdrew more than 30,000 soldiers across the Dnipro River. Ukrainian officials say the Russians knocked out power in Kherson before completing their withdrawal yesterday. There are still two Senate races to be decided. Georgia is holding a runoff election next month after no one candidate won more than 50% of the vote. The votes are still being counted in Nevada. Democrat Mark Kelly won re-election in Arizona last night, beating Republican Blake Masters. Democrat Adrian Font has been elected Arizona's Secretary of State. NPR's Miles Parks reports.
Adrian Fontes is a former election official who used to oversee voting in Arizona's most populous county, Maricopa County. In an interview with NPR before voting ended, he promised to take on conspiracy theories head-on should he be elected.
We're going to take off the gloves. I'm not afraid to call out election denialists for the liars that they are. And if they want to show how they're not lying, then they need to bring some evidence.
Fontes defeated Mark Fincham, a far-right candidate who was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Fincham was endorsed by former President Trump, and he becomes at least the third election-denying Secretary of State candidate to lose in a competitive state this election. Miles Parks, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Egyptian officials say a bus ran off a road and fell into a canal in northern Egypt today. They say at least 19 people died. Egypt's roadways have a poor safety record, with thousands dying in accidents every year. The remnants of Hurricane Nicole are bringing rain to much of the East Coast and are expected to exit New England for Atlantic Canada later today. NPR's John Stempin reports.
After landfall in Florida, Nicole moved north, colliding with a cold front. Numerous tornado warnings were issued in the Carolinas and Virginia, but no damage was reported. Daily rainfall records fell up and down the East Coast. The cold front will drop temperatures from the 60s and 70s into the 40s and 50s in a number of states today. Back in Florida, authorities in New Smyrna Beach and Daytona Beach shores ordered evacuations from nearly two dozen condominium towers after sea swells undermined the sand and soil beneath them. In Daytona, the world-famous drivable beach will need a multi-million dollar renourishment to bring it back after it was largely washed away. John Stempin, NPR News.
Scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say two new Omicron subvariants are dominating the viruses now spreading in the U.S. They say the variants are among the most adept at evading immunity that people may have from vaccinations or previous infections. They say this could fuel another surge in infections as the weather gets colder and people gather for the holidays, but the new strains don't appear to make people any sicker than previous ones. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.